In honor of Human Rights Month and 30 years of democracy in South Africa, Lotus FM hosted a competition requesting for you to submit a poem based on South African human rights and stand a chance to be featured on air and win a Lotus FM hamper. So one of the lucky winners is 12-year-old Skylar Bridgemohan, who's in studio with us this morning. Skylar attends Kamalini Primary School in Lotus Park, representing Isipingo. Skylar started writing poetry at the age of 8. Good morning, Skylar. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning to you too. I am so grateful to be here.
Wonderful. So what grade are you in, Skylar?
I'm in grade 7 this year and I'm a prefect.
And you're a prefect. Oh, wonderful. So big fish in the primary school at the moment and then high school next year.
Yes.
Exciting times.
Yes.
So you tell me that you're also quite the player of chess.
Yes.
All right, lovely. Who taught you?
My father.
And when did you learn this?
Around 4 to 5.
4 to 5. That is very young. I don't know if you're even realizing exactly how young that is, but that's incredible. And also starting poetry at the age of 8. And this is what we're here, or what we brought you here for particularly. So what motivated you to write poems? It's not the easiest thing to do.
I agree, but poetry has always been an outlet for me and a way for myself to express my opinions. I also try to make my poems more relevant to those that are having a difficult time in life.
Wow, incredible. Now, you have one of the winning poems, so we would love to hear it. Would you be able to recite it for us?
Yes. Freedom, equality, justice for all. Does this apply in South Africa when we are fearful and small? Those of our past fought for basic rights. But as youth in South Africa, many of my brothers and sisters have sleepless nights. No basics, no necessities. Just false hopes and promises with political complexities. At a mere age of 12, I stand conflicted. Amendments and bills, but my generation and those before are still so restricted. 69, just but a few. Sharpville massacre, they showed courage. So much strength they drew. To change our country, basic rights for us all. Protected rights, political, religious, trade and movement. Many years have passed from their heroic statement. Has things really changed? Do we have the rights we deserve? Our beloved South Africa, we have failed the Constitution to preserve. Our hope for the future is simply change. Our lives matter and rights be upheld. For all those in the future, present, and those that are in the past, struggled. A better South Africa, where we are free from heinous crime. Children are taken care of and not sold for a dime. A better South Africa, where water and food fills us all, not consumption of a country's economic downfall. As a child of the nation, my only concern is a better South Africa, if we all treat each other better. Show respect and dignity, our great South Africa, we will recover.
Well done. That was incredible, Skylar. Wow. Now, Skylar, I have to ask you, 12-year-olds, I would say, are possibly worried about going to the mall with their friends, playing, not really aware of, you know, the political landscape or what is happening in our country. Why would you say that you've been so aware of this and it's something that really has touched you?
Growing up, my parents were very involved in both political and charity works, so I have been introduced to the world we're living in and all the disadvantages that people have around us, which most of us do not even recognize.
A very mature answer. So how long does it take you to normally write a poem? What's your process?
It depends on the topic of the poem, but around usually a few hours to a few days.
Okay, incredible. Now, we are celebrating, of course, 30 years of democracy in South Africa. And, you know, I suppose it feels like I'm asking a complicated question for a 12-year-old, but you definitely don't seem like one. You seem like you're very well-rounded. What are some of the freedoms and rights that you are grateful for?
I'm grateful for the right of education. I'm grateful for the right to have my opinions heard. And I'm grateful for the freedom of speech. beach.
Okay, and what do you want to be when you grow up? Do you have any idea?
Yes, I've been thinking either a doctor or specifically an anaesthetist.
Interesting. That's a very important job, a very complex job and an important job as well. And if you were able to ask our president to change one thing in the country, what would you ask him?
Well, electrical and water faults are a major problem in South Africa, both at home and at school, where it disrupts both our comfort and the lessons of education, which deprives us of important and valuable lessons. If I had to ask, I would ask the president to resolve the water and electrical issues in a more eco-friendly manner, using maybe solar-powered and hydraulic energy-based sources.
Perfect. That's a perfect answer. All right, brilliant. I think everyone in studio is a little bit mind-blasted here, Yashika.
Absolutely. Your mind is just so brilliant, and the way you articulate yourself is just so eloquent. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, fantastic, Skylar. I just want to know, what's an anesthetist? What was that?
Anesthesiist.
Oh.
One who administers anesthetic.
Oh. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
now.
Put you to sleep before surgery.
Oh.
It's a very complex mathematical equation that you have to do to ensure that the person has the correct amount of anesthesia.
And wow. By the way, the anesthesiologist is one of the highest paid doctors around.
Yeah, yes. You're going to be rich, Skylar.
Tobani will call you. All right, Skylar. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure having you on today, and congratulations on winning our Lotus FM poetry competition.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to be here.